from KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app, available for download at the App Store and Google Play. This is continuing coverage of the coronavirus emergency.
Good afternoon. It is 12:06. I am Michelle Marquis in the KSRO newsroom. The county has reported an additional 30 positive coronavirus cases on Saturday. That brings the total number of cases up to 752. 370 of those people have recovered. 378 cases remain active, and there have been 4 deaths here in the county. Sonoma County performed 707 cases yesterday, and in total, 34,328 tests have been administered. Sonoma County continues to see COVID-19 infections disproportionately impact the Latinx community. Supervisor Linda Hopkins explains why we are seeing this higher rate of infection.
And as of long-standing racial inequities that we see in our society, wherein we see a lot of Latinx workers on the front lines in some of those most high-risk positions.
She also says that the Board of Supervisors is planning to set money aside from the CARES Act to help those most impacted should they test positive for COVID-19.
Sometimes people are actually right now afraid to get tested because they're afraid that if they get tested and they test positive, they will lose 2 weeks of work and that they can't afford to lose 2 weeks of work.
One of the most recent closures to come out of the coronavirus pandemic here in Sonoma County is Bruno's on 4th, a popular restaurant that has been part of the Santa Rosa community for 13 years. The owners say they will still operate their other restaurant, which is Ricky's Eastbound, located in Skyhawk Village. You can stay up to date at KSRO.com. You can also download the new KSRO app, available in the Google Play Store and also in iTunes. In the KSRO newsroom, I am Michelle Marquis. This is KSRO.